This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
William Barclay is from the Church of Scotland, lived during World War II. He writes this: "Sin is not mere rebelliousness against the law, it's a wounding of love. A man can stand almost any attack on his body. The thing that beats him to his knees in defeat is a broken heart." He said, "I want to tell you a story. During the days of the Hitler terror in World War II, there was a man that I knew of in Germany who was arrested, tried, tortured, and put into a prison camp. He faced it all with courage and gallantry and emerged from the prison unbroken and standing tall. Finally, with his body broken and with his head unbowed and his spirit unconquered, he emerged from prison after the war. But then by accident, this man discovered who it was in the first place who had informed the Gestapo and had given information against him. The informer was his own son. The informer was his own son. Get this, the discovery broke his heart and he died. He survived the prison camp. Gets out of prison, finds out it was his son who informed the Gestapo who betrayed him, and he promptly died. And here's what William Barclay says: the attack by an enemy he could bear. The attack of one whom he loved killed him. The attack of the enemy he could bear, but the attack of one whom he loved killed him. There's a word there that I want you to get: the seriousness of sin, that we have continual, willful, deliberate sin. We trample the Son of God underfoot. We treat him like dirt. Let's bring up the second one that we do. We treat the holy as if it were unholy. The Hebrew writer says, you treat the blood of the covenant. And every Jew who was reading this was written to a Jewish audience. They knew what the blood of the covenant meant. All covenants were sealed by blood. And of course, the ultimate blood covenant is the one that Jesus Christ made with us when he shed his blood on the cross. We have a blood covenant with Christ. And the Hebrew writer says, when you sin deliberately, willfully, and continually after you come to Christ, you treat the blood of the covenant as if it were an unholy thing. We treat the holy as if it were unholy. Again, I was trying to think of a word picture. I'm always interested in things that people can visualize. And instantly, I thought of something. I grew up in the Chicago area. And my parents still live in an area that I consider, it's not crime-ridden, but it still kind of has a rough edge to it. The church where my dad ministered for 42 years has been broken into, vandalized, and burglaries so many times that the church had to set up electric eyes in the sanctuary. And so when people would break into the church, it would instantly notify a silent alarm to the company. They would call the police and call my dad. And I can tell you routinely, there was a period of time where my dad was always going up to church at 2 or 3 in the morning, another break-in at the church. But the one thing that sickened my dad the most was this. Some young men broke into the church, set off the alarm, and my dad met the police there. They went in, and they found that all they did was take shaving cream, but they covered the wooden communion table in the front of the pulpit. It says, "This do in remembrance of me," with the communion trays on it. And they covered it in shaving cream, wrote things in shaving cream on the walls. It wasn't, you know, horrific damage to the church. But you know what they did? They took something that's holy and treated it as if it were unholy. And that's what the Hebrew writer says I do and you do. When we live in continual, willful, deliberate sin, we treat the blood of the covenant as if it were something unholy. And it's serious business to Jesus Christ. It may not be serious to you or me, but it's serious, serious to him. Well, this is a very dramatic passage from the book of Hebrews about what we do when we continually and willfully sin against the Lord. And we continue the warning of this passage from Hebrews 10 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.